What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
We got a college baseball ticket giveaway. Oh, this can be an all-time chop it up. What do you have to wear to your own family member's funeral? That's coming up at 7:40. It's DFW Sports Station Hump Day Edition.
Hey. Hump Day.
Glad you're waking up with us. Thank you for turning it on, leaving it on. So I was so set on this topic that I was bugging RJ about it at the airport bar on the way back from New Orleans. I was like, what about this? This is something we haven't really talked about. We've talked about conditioning, and we've talked about Nico maybe being dumb, and we've talked about the infatuation for Anthony Davis, and we talked about all these other things, and I know you're not going to give them any break. I just want to point out some facts. There is a first apron and a second. Actually, you know what? I'm going to give the credit to the person who actually deserves it. The only media member I've heard talking about this out loud, of all people, is Draymond Green with Baron Davis.
You see Luka Doncic getting traded? Don't not for 1 second think that that's also not a byproduct of that dumbass CBA we signed. You put in a hard cap. The second apron is a hard cap. And every time somebody get up that second apron, you can bet your bottom dollar they're going to be trying to trade out of that second apron. Mm-hmm. And so you just saw Luka Doncic get traded at 25. That is a byproduct of the second apron. Dallas like, man, we're going to have to pay him $85 million a year. All right.
Ain't no money for nobody else.
We about to go into the second apron? No, we ain't trying to go into the second apron. I don't think people notice or realize that, but you're going to see more and more trades like that because that second apron, man.
I think it's a phenomenal point. Now, the second apron is one of these things that I don't think has been explained well enough. It's one of these sports finances that confuses me, right? Like, whenever we talk about trading Dak, trading Micah, I always turn to the fellas and say, what are the financials? Because I don't understand the cap ramifications and this hit and how this money can be pushed and all that crap. It's confusing to me. I let these smarter guys figure it out. That's what the second apron is. Essentially, it's a penalty. The league put this in place so that the deep pocket teams could not just buy everyone. So if you're approaching the second apron, you get penalized. That's what it is. It's essentially a major penalty zone for offending teams. So Steve Ballmer can't just buy everyone because he's the richest man in sports or the NBA. And teams in the second apron lose certain important roster construction abilities. How many teams run by many billionaires like we had and have? How many teams are like, screw it, we're billionaires. We're gonna be in the second apron. We care that much about winning. Do you know how many it is, Bobby? How many would you think?
The way you're setting it up makes me think very few, but I would have guessed previously 10.
Okay, there's four. The Phoenix Suns. Nice buzz. He knew the answer. He was just, Bobby turned around slow mo to Peyton.
All right, Peyton. Well, we'll see how tomorrow and the next 2 days go for you.
By the way, it's also kind of new ownership. I don't know if the Bucks are under new ownership, but Phoenix is new ownership. Minnesota, Boston, Milwaukee. The Golden State Warriors, when they had their new fun ownership, they're like, screw it, we don't care. It's like the first impression is the time where these owners will go into the second apron because they want to prove to their fan base, we don't care. Spending be damned. There are no restraints. We're going to bring you titles. But there's only 4 second apron teams. It's basically been an average of 5.5 in recent seasons. So here are my 2 questions. And I know your answer to the first one. If Steve Ballmer, if the LA Lakers, if the Golden State Warriors are not in the second apron, the creme de la creme, the big dogs, the most famous, the richest, should we destroy the Mavericks for not wanting to be there? Mark Cuban early on, right? It was like, I'll pay the luxury tax. I don't care.
Well, he had said it's impossible to be successful in the NBA and turn a profit as a team. That's just what he said.
Yes.
So,
and a lot of the speculation about this new ownership group, they want to run it like a business. So they're going to give up $3.5 billion only to lose hundreds of millions of more in the search to win a championship, but a bad business decision unless you think it's really going to increase the value of your franchise. You're giving away hundreds of millions of dollars after paying $3.5 billion. No, if it's a business, we're not going to reach that apron.
Which are you, I don't know, you may be about to get into this, so if so, I'll say this, but are you going to get into the exact penalties they have for second apron? Because I asked ChatGPT, like, just basically summarize it. So, and these are the key points. No mid-level exception, so you can't sign any free agents using that. Limited trade options, you can't take back more salary in trades.
Oh.
Frozen draft picks, if a team stays over the second apron for multiple years, their first-round draft pick gets moved to the end of the draft. And then no cash in trade. So you can't send or receive money in trades when you're at the second apron.
Wow. That's a lot of penalties.
The first apron, I mean, you can't do a sign. You can only do sign in trades in the first apron.
The first apron is 178 mil. The second is 189. I mean, that's just a quick Google search. So you have a couple of things that are trying to help teams retain superstars. And you have something that Draymond is saying is going to cause superstars to leave. The Supermax supposed to keep Giannis in Milwaukee. The Supermax is supposed to keep the big time, supposed to keep Wemby in San Antonio, those types of markets. But on the other side, 90% of the league doesn't want to reach that second apron, so will you start seeing more Supermaxes avoided? So my first question is, number one, should we be destroying the DeMonts when the Lakers and the Warriors and the Clippers are not there? And they're supposed to be win now all the time, either through reputation or ownership. Number two,
the Lakers are at 188 million. They're a million away. They're going to get to it now, you know, with Luka. Like, it's like, you know, the Mavs have more money than the Lakers. The Adelson family has more money than the Buss family.
Yeah.
The Adelson family has more money than, is it Joe Lacob? Is he the owner of Gold?
Yeah.
It's just Ballmer. Like, that's it.
Yeah.
In the NBA. It's just Ballmer that has more money.
But here's my question. Let's just say that your answer on the fan text is, damn right, they should impress us to start. First impressions, you got a win now team, and you got 2 Hall of Famers. So go into it. Well, how long do they have to stay there?
As long as they have a generational talent. And then you can, if 1 year you want to take a 1 year.
Every other team, a lot of other teams in the league are not there.
But who are those teams saying goodbye to? Like Golden State, in order to stay on the second apron, is saying goodbye to 32-year-old Klay Thompson.
Yeah, they
like,
were in
Dallas
it.
Got rid of 26-year-old Luka. Like there's not.
Milwaukee's going to be in it as long as they have Giannis in his prime. The Spurs are going to get into it. I'm assuming unless they just simply can't afford it. Look, if you want to run it like a business and you're in sports, then find another business. Sports is not something to make a profit in year after year. Sports is called a loss leader. You make money on the sale of the team.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
You buy it, you maybe try to break even, and then you sell it.
What if you don't want to sell?
Well, I mean, you're not buying a sports franchise to make money off it year after year. You're buying a sports franchise as a hobby. Let's be fair on this. All these billionaires are buying this as a hobby. Steve Cohen bought a hobby. Steve Ballmer bought a hobby. And Jerry Jones, he even said, I wanted to buy a career. He bought a career in the NFL. Now, you can, like, you know, it's different when you buy it at $110 million in 1989.
Yeah.
Right? Where you pay that off. But
so are the Thunder, your expectation is the Thunder should eventually have to be, or Denver. Denver's
They're in it, right?
Phoenix, Minnesota, Boston, and Milwaukee. That's it. You have the Joker. You have the multi-time MVP. All I'm saying is
the moment they sign, yeah, like they're going to have to get into it.
And they're by the way,
the moment they sign what? They've had a win now championship team.
They have, but you know, like if they don't want to sign Joker again, like because he's getting older.
As it stands now, like Dallas is slated to be in the second apron next year with Anthony Davis, like that just barely over. It's 189,034,000. So I mean, they could obviously make some tweaks to be short of it, but like I mean, it's like even the trade they made now, like you still traded for a massive contract. Like the last year of Anthony Davis's contract, he's due $62 million, and so it's like
it's not like they cut costs here.
They're still, I mean, they did definitely cut some costs because the Supermax was going to cost them significantly more. But they took on a lot of salary with Anthony Davis still.
And then my other question is, so my first question is, you know, how long should they have to be in the second apron and how long should they have to be when the overwhelming majority, the rest of the league is not? And the second question is, all right, if the mandate is we're not going to live in the second apron, was this the smartest financial decision to make to try to compete? Would you rather have Luka and what's left over or a lesser player with more money to spend around?
Luka. I mean, that's how you win in the NBA is stars. Like stars.
It is.
That's how you win.
And, you know, even the role players in the NBA, I mean, they're still like $10 million at a bare minimum. Like next year. So like the team apron tracker for next year. The second apron's at 206. Like the Mavs next year are at 192. And I don't know if this is as presently constructed. I don't have that. But, I mean, Cleveland's in it next year. Phoenix and Boston are in it. You know, obviously Denver's right on the cusp, and it depends on who they have, who they add in the offseason. They
and the Mavs, also don't have all these draft picks to be able to use if, you know, as a player acquisition.
Yeah, Sandler. So Sandler and I were talking yesterday, and he had said the worst thing that could happen to them right now is they go like 500 the rest of the way, where they just like sort of the same question from a couple years ago, where it's like, if you just barely sneak in and then you lose that draft pick, like use the lottery status with what's going to be your last first round draft pick for a while, then they've really screwed themselves. Like they need to either be really good and really surge ahead, or they need to just crumble.
Are you buying that any of this was, so you're not buying that this was second apron related?
Look, I'm not dismissing that's,
you're not accepting it though.
I'm as furious with that as I would be with the trade. That you cannot be in sports.
The rest of the, all I'm saying is there's only four teams doing it.
Right, but I'm saying like you don't, the rest of the league, like if you want to, like the rest of the league doesn't trade, nobody else has traded a 25-year-old superstar because of the money.
If you're worried about the second apron, then you get rid of Kyrie. You don't get rid of Luka. And I don't want to get rid of either, but that's who you get rid of. You get rid of the 32-year-old.
Yeah.
But, and so I mean, that's how every other NBA team has functioned is they go, well, we're getting rid of the aging guy. We're keeping the young one. And so to me, I mean, I think the second apron, I don't think that was the reason, but I bet it was an easy like, plus, guys, look at this. Like, yeah. I think it's an added selling point to be able to like push it over.
Did Mark Stein add what you've been sending us? Are those Reddit posts? Is that Mark Stein adding to why this happened?
Oh, yeah. Let me pull that up. What was the exact
thing? It was basically saying it was majority Nico.
Yeah.
People are trying to come up with all the different theories, right? It was a business decision. DeMonts did not want to. They're trying to drain the fan base, take it to Vegas. Jason Kidd was on board, but Mark Stein had the latest.
This was the quote from Mark Stein's article. He said, it was largely Harrison who has increasingly believed since the Mavericks' one side lost to the Celtics in the NBA Finals that Doncic would not improve his commitment to conditioning, his off-court dietary discipline. He would not improve as a leader or culture setter. He would not improve his well-chronicled comportment issues with referees. He would not be able to stay healthy as he got older and thus could not, after the Mavericks and Doncic grapple with these issues since Harrison arrived in June 2021, be given the 5-year Supermax deal worth nearly $350 million that he was expecting in July. So Mark Stein is saying that this basically came down to Nico saying he's not worth the Supermax. We're not paying that.
And that is why Nico continues to get booed. Last night at the SMU basketball game, they got him. The Mustang fans got him sitting up there in the stands. So right now, Nico cannot escape. So that's just a theory. I was wondering about it. Supermax, the rest of the teams, is it going to work against these teams? Is it really going to benefit them? The second apron that very few people have talked about.
Which you laid it out there is like, all right, let me play devil's advocate and throw this theory out there. Do you think ultimately that's a good enough excuse if that's what it is?
Not in the beginning. Not in the beginning of your tenure. I think when you come in and you have that amount of money, you should send a message and try to build your legacy like Cuban did.
Yeah.
I'm going to pay the luxury tax. I don't care. If you're poor, you're poor. I'm not. And I'm going to go over the top. The Golden State Warriors sent a message for a long time. We're going to collect as many. Nothing will stop us from trying to build a super team. Nothing. That's an amazing message to send to your fan base. And I think when you're taking over fresh and new, you have to be in violation of it. You have to pay the piper, pay the price. And then the value of your franchise will increase with another championship. So no, I'm not buying it. I was just throwing it out there as a devil's advocate.
The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.